Hi, this is Randy Gladden with Lord & Gladden, and welcome to the Leaving Egypt podcast. Now, you know, as we've been talking about through this, you know, God has a special inheritance prepared just for you and just for me. Something that he created and prepared, Psalms 139 says, before the foundation of the earth. That our God is so big and amazing that he was thinking about you before he made heaven and earth and had a special plan. But part of this is it requires our cooperation. Now, we've been going through the book, Leaving Egypt, and we're looking at how God did this in the past, how he took his people out of Egypt, and he was taking them on a journey to the special inheritance, the promised land that he had prepared for them. And I say this periodically, but it's great to remember, and this is relevant to you and I, that Ezekiel says that promised land, that inheritance he had prepared for them, was the best anywhere. The inheritance God wants to take you to is the best anywhere. But sometimes it's going to get a little hard before it gets better. Now, in the story we just looked at where Moses went to Pharaoh and said, we need to leave to go worship our God. Because God wanted to have a more intimate relationship with his people. He didn't want to be just the God they'd heard about, but he wanted to be their personal God, their personal Savior. Now, but the problem is, as we pick it up, the story here, is Pharaoh responds not by saying, okay, wow, it's the Lord God Almighty, but instead he says, apparently you have too much time on your hands. So we're going to make this harder. Now, remember, God had already told Moses in advance that he was going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And in fact, God said, eventually, he will not only let his people go, but he will shove them out. Or another translation says they will be forcefully ejected. And we've talked about this periodically. God does not want you to miss out on his best. And in this case, in Egypt, he caused the hard times. Not because he wanted to create pain in their life, but he caused the hard times because he wanted to push them forward, launch them into their inheritance, and he did not want anyone left behind. Now, you and I, by nature, we think we want the future. We think we want God's blessing. We think we want that inheritance, but we want it on our terms. We don't want our life to have to change too much. We want that blessing to come to us. And then there's some times where God's saying, I want you to let go of what you've got. I want you to take your hands off of this, even though you can see miraculously how I put you in this situation. The time has come where it's outlived its usefulness, and I want you to let go of it so I can move you forward. Well, that was the case here. And he was going to use Pharaoh to push his people to launch them into their inheritance. Now, for you and I, if things are getting tougher, you know, you and I, we may not be hearing from God. We're not quite sure what's happening. All we know is things are getting tougher, and it just seems like there's no end in sight. Well, I want to encourage you today. God has heard your cries. He doesn't miss anything. His plan is still on track. Now, I've been in situations where it feels like, God, have you forgotten us? But his plan is still at work. He still has that amazing thing for you and I. The challenge is sometimes we can't see what it is until we let go of what he's causing us or he's pulling us away from at this point. So I want to encourage you today, if you're going through a challenging time and it just seems like a heartache and it seems like there's no end, God knows. He's heard your cry and he has something amazing for you. It's beyond what you can imagine. It's exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or imagine. But sometimes there's a process to go through. So if it's tough, and in fact, maybe even getting tougher, God not only has a plan, but I want to share with you what he said to Moses to tell the people. He said, tell them, I will use my mighty power and I will perform miracles for them to deliver them. See, they were going to see God's power at work, and they were going to see God's miracles in the process of God moving them from their past into their future. Even though it may not feel like it today, God's plan is still at work. God's power, God's miracles are getting ready to do the amazing to move you forward. And even if tomorrow is not the day where it starts to happen, I just want to encourage you, hang on. Don't give up hope. He's heard your cries. God is moving you forward. His plan is still at work. His timing is perfect. Hang on. This has been Randy Gladden with the podcast Leaving Egypt. We'll be back with you soon.